as what seemed to be their custom, the disciples don't get it. They don't understand. And they are afraid to question him. Perhaps they don't want to understand. Perhaps they could hearken back to that dreadful prophecy from the Book of Wisdom, how the just one would be persecuted and abandoned to God, who he says would save him. But when Jesus tells them that he himself will suffer and die, it may be too much. It may be what they do not want to hear. It does not make sense. Things have gone well in his ministry. He has drawn great crowds. He has faced down the religious authorities. Quite frankly, embarrassed them. The delight of those who followed him. Why now must he speak again of suffering and dying? It doesn't fit their calculation. And their calculation was still very worldly, not unlike ours. It's almost comical. Jesus asked them, "What are you arguing about? What are you discussing?" And like little children, they don't say anything. They're almost embarrassed to tell him that they were arguing about who's going to be the greatest among them. Have they not been paying attention? Have they not been listening to him? Maybe. But they were listening to the ears of the world, of a culture they knew, where a person's dignity, a person's worth, was their status, their money, their possessions. Not unlike us. But we tend, more than tend, to evaluate individuals and evaluate ourselves by our careers, how much we can earn, perhaps the car we drive, the house we own, how many diplomas we can put on the wall, as if to say, this is my worth, this is who I am. But our faith, the paradox of our faith says, no, that's not your worth. That's not who you are. Your dignity, your worth is incalculable. It is inherent because you are a human being. Why do we as Catholics, why are we so adamant about the defense of life? Why are we so strongly, unequivocally opposed to abortion? Why are we just as so strongly opposed to euthanasia? Because we believe in the dignity of the human person, which is not contingent, not dependent upon their age or their health or their productivity or even what might we question the quality of life. No, their worth is beyond all of that. It is paradoxical to the world, but our faith is paradoxical. I mean, the great tenet that God became man and died for us is paradoxical. But even more so, what Jesus asks of us, what he tells us, in this passage from Mark today. He who would be first must be last and the servant of all. That is a different calibration of what constitutes our worth and how we live that worth, if you will, and that dignity. When they tell Jesus, when Jesus discerns what they're arguing about, He calls a child into their midst. Now, thankfully, in our world, generally, children are, you say esteemed, but they're taken care of. We're very blessed in an affluent society where we look after children. But in first century Palestine, in the Greco-Roman world, that was not the case. Children were below insignificant. They had no standing. But when Jesus goes to make the point of who the disciples are to look to and to serve, He doesn't call one of the Roman authorities or one of the great rabbis or teachers or civic leaders. He calls the most vulnerable and the least of the least and says, "This is whom you shall receive." In essence, telling us, "This is who you shall be." Now again, it's paradoxical. Who wants to be a child, even in this world? You don't have any power, can't make decisions, don't have any money, at the whim of your parents. Who wants to be a child? But that childhood that we all possess, by virtue of your baptism, is our greatest gift. If you want to look or try to figure where your dignity lies, your worth beyond all estimation, is that gift of being a child. A son or a daughter of God. Nothing and no one can take that away from you. Now, we can choose to live lives that sadly could almost make a mockery of that gift. But the gift remains. And the call of Jesus Christ is unceasing. And the mercy of God is boundless. To come back to His embrace. To take hold and ownership of our dignity and our worth. And to live lives of witness and discipleship and sacrifice that give testament to the beauty and the awe of that gift.